We're studying the Zohar from the Parsha of Pinchas, section 44. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning. Verse 244. Baboker be'et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arba'im. Dihu raza dekiv shei derachamana diokbu ha'alayhu. Rabbanan gabe kiv shei derachamana lamalach ela milin dihon dechot techot. Kiv shone di alma, yehon mekusin, techot levushach, ma levushihu mekase, al gufa ofaki tsarich, lekasa arazin di oraita, kafshin razin di karbanim, di nun kegavna dik. Dikrivu di'ital gabe bala. The one lamb, the Hebrew word is kevet, you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer towards evening. And about the hidden matters, the Hebrew word is kivshi, spelled similarly, of the merciful one, the sages have taught. Why do you probe into the secrets of the Merciful One? The meaning of which is matters that are of the mysteries of the world, let them be concealed under your dress. Just as clothes cover the body, so also must the secrets of the Torah be kept covered up. And this applies even more to the secret of the sacrifices, which are like a wife drawing near to her husband, which is why a sacrifice is called korban. From the same root as the word kirva, meaning nearness, to draw close. The verse is telling us to keep certain things secret and concealed. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be studied, shouldn't be taught. They just don't need to be spoken about. They don't need to be dealt with openly in front of other people. And that's why the counting of the incense and the speaking of the sacrifices that we do in our morning prayer, it's done privately before the minyan starts. Verse 245. Umakarivu ditarvaihu. Tzarich b'itkasya, ofaki tzarich karban, lekasa alon mi b'nei, aryan rashiaya, chatzufin, delet lon boshet panim, vila anava, vikama mine, mamzirin inun, Bene arayot, bene nida, did not Hashem mina, vishtakach biatra, shivcha bat el nekar, zonava haihu raza, tachat shalosh ragza, eretz vegomer tachat eved, ki imloch vinaval, Ki yisba lachem, v'shivcha ki tirash, gavirta, denad Hashem me'at ra'a, dihi matronita, yitzhat, v'ala be'at ra'a, shivcha yitzhar. And just as the proximity of the two of them, of husband and wife, has to be in concealment, so also must the sacrifice be concealed from the wicked, the impudent, the immoral, and practitioners of incest, who have no shame and no modesty. And there are bastards of a number of sorts, children of incest, of those who have intercourse during menstruation. Nida means that hay, which is the Shekhinah, who is called hay, has moved, Hebrew nad, away from her, and in her place is a bondwoman, a daughter of a strange El, a prostitute. And this is the secret of, for three things the earth is disquieted, for a slave when he becomes king, and a fool when he is filled with food, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. For the A has moved away from its place, which is the queen and is the good inclination, and in her stead has come in a handmaid, the evil inclination. This verse is explaining the concept of the nida, the impurity associated with menstruation and what is really wrong with it spiritually. It is that what it's saying is the hay of nida is moving away because the letters nun and dalet spell the word nad, which means moved from her. And the hay, the physical world, is separated through the menstruation. It's really the idea of judgment, which is why it's bleeding. The nida is bleeding during having her period. There was an opportunity to bring the light of a child, and it was lost because through judgment. Otherwise, they would have received the child. Verse 246. Uma tatam vahiskiro akohen shivat yamin. O faki shivat yamin tihye benidata zakayin nun evarim demit kache bishat tishmish inun atse haola haachidan b'chon eshin kadishin shem yedovad Diachid b'yashin dilchon uvkid b'yurim ka bedu Hashem ayin kaf bivshe derachamana aynu et hakeves aechad ta'ase baboker v'et hakeves hasheni ta'ase bein ha'arbaim. And the secret of the matter is to be found in the verse. It seems to me there is, as it were, a plague in the house, namely the impure blood of menstruation. Just as in the one case of the plague, then the priest shall shut him up for 7 days. So also in the other shall she shall be 7 days in her menstrual impurity. Happy are the organs that are sanctified at the time of intercourse. For they are called the wood of the burnt offering, for they are engulfed by holy fires, from the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is their unpin, who takes hold of their fire. And for this reason it is written, Wheretofore glorify Hashem in the regions of light. Thus the mysteries, the Aramaic word kevesh, of the merciful one are, the one lamb, the kevesh, you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer towards evening. This verse is bringing it all together, explaining how the Hebrew is a play on the words. Verse 247. Shali mudikrad viasirit haifasolet saka ihu mandi anpigid mimo he tipa solet nikia bela besolet behi remiza beat yud min adonai kalila beas basar sefirandi hi belula beshemen katim tit revit achin bihi belula b'mikra b'mayishna b'talmud b'kabbalah. At the end of the verse continues, in a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour, that is happy as he who draws down from his brain a drop of clean, refined flour without impurity and waste at the time of the mating. At this is hinted at in the letter Yud of Adonai, and that is what it says, a tenth part that includes the ten sephirot. And she is to be mingled with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. That is, it is mingled from four, namely, Scripture, Mishnah, Talmud, and Kabbalah, on which the reaches beat themselves, and so raise up the female waters for its union. This verse, which ends the section, is explaining some of the relationships between the tenth part of an ephah, the fine flour, all of the different combinations in the sacrifices. That's the end of section 44. I hope you have a beautiful day.